calling out the insanity of the left and doing it with a smile.
This is the Brian Russ Show. We are Northwest Florida's News Talk leader. News Talk at 101.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for listening. Good morning. And the municipal candidates, we got more of them. This time around, we're going to shift over to Panama City on a welcome to the show. Brenda Lewis-Williams. Brenda, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on in, and thank you for taking on this challenge of running for office. You're running for the Panama City mayor's seat.
Yes, I am.
That's a challenging seat, you know, after Hurricane Michael and the rebuilds and everything else. So let's talk about this a little bit. You know, give us an idea. Who is Brenda Lewis-Williams?
Well, actually, let me say this. All of these offices, municipal offices now, are challenging.
Yes.
All of them most certainly are, not just one, but all. Brenda Lewis-Williams is a mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother, a teacher, a wife. I've been in Panama City, Bay County for 34 years. I have been married for 34 years. My husband and I had a small business at one time, but we stopped doing that because contracting became rather ferocious. So I went back to work and went into the teaching arena. Most people ask me, I graduated from Texas Southern University in 1987 with a BBA, which is a Bachelor's of Business Administration from the School of Business. I was born in Pennsylvania, raised in Maryland, lived in Houston, and now I'm here. So that's where I am. Most people wish to ask me, well, they do ask me, why am I doing this?
Yeah, why did you want to do this? That's not just a question that people go, so why are you doing this? It's like, why are you doing this?
The emphasis on the why. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
so tell us, why are you running for this seat?
Do you know who Flip Wilson is?
Yes.
Okay. Take a Flip Wilson witticism. A pothole made me do it.
You know what? That is sometimes the best way. It's something that happened in the city that made you mad and went, I can't take this anymore.
Well, I became annoyed. I won't say mad, but I became annoyed. But a pothole made me do it. I could not egress or ingress my street. And because of a pothole cave-in, it was eventually fixed after a period of time. You want to hear a funny?
I love hearing a funny.
I had to go to UAB last week, Tuesday, to have a bit of a procedure done. And when I came back home, there's a pothole that was on my street that has been since fixed. It's been that way for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it is now fixed.
Nice. So,
yeah, it is nice.
Yeah.
It's you know, one of my neighbors now enjoys that. So that's one of the challenges, if you will, the infrastructure of the city, a deteriorating infrastructure, if you will, in Panama City.
I'm going to take a wild guess on this, that infrastructure is probably a top priority for you.
I would say so.
Yes. Yeah. So let's talk about the infrastructure because, you know, we've had, you know, General Aquino on and we've talked about the infrastructure and obviously the cost of it and it's enormous. And you throw in Hurricane Michael's damage and it just makes it worse. What are your thoughts on that? Because obviously you want some potholes filled and, you know, getting that done. So what else is on your mind when it comes to that?
Well, let me say this. I've heard a lot about what we're doing in downtown Panama City.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not opposed to revitalization. I think revitalization is a wonderful thing.
Right.
Panama City, downtown, the malls. But downtown Panama City is not the entirety of Panama City.
Right.
There are other issues that need to be actually climbed, if you will. But there are other challenges in the city that need to be addressed and they need to be fixed. We need to look at, I believe, managerial integrity. Are we managing the city's services, et cetera, as they should be? We need to look at financial integrity and fiscal responsibility. How are we spending this money? Why aren't our streets being fixed if taxes are being paid?
Mm-hmm.
Wherein lies the challenge for the officials of the city. The other one is equality of services for all citizens across the board. Every street in this city should look pretty much the same. They should be, you know, pristine, clean, similar to what downtown looks like. Beach Drive, St. Andrews Boulevard, some of the newer communities. So all, I believe all citizens are entitled to that. And we deserve that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We deserve that.
Absolutely. So I'm glad, you know, the approach that you're taking, I like, because it's not very political. And, you know, this, I think this has been one of the biggest problems with politics is that everything's been politics. You seem to be taking a business approach, which based on your education and your background kind of makes a little bit of sense.
A little bit of sense.
So aside from, you know, obviously some of the financial stuff and managing the money right and the roads, which, you know, it's a colossal project. What other things are you thinking about with Panama City to move it into the future? Because, you know, obviously this area is growing. Panama City withstands an enormous opportunity, you know, for growth. And obviously you're looking to take care of, you know, what we've got here. So what are your thoughts for the future? What else do you want to see happen?
I would also like to see some businesses come in, but at the same time, you have to fix what isn't fixed.
Right.
For businesses to want to come in.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to fix our problems for us. We have to fix those problems. And when we have when they're fixed, then we can attract businesses.
Right.
Similar to what you have going on the beach. Similar to what you have going out 231, similar to what you have going out 77. Those are the corridors that can be fed into Panama City at a certain point. But those corridors can be utilized. Some of them are county. They're not all Panama City, but they can be utilized for businesses to come in and exercise doing business in Panama City.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So what do you think is the biggest challenge for Panama City right now?
And no one's going to like this.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes the truth hurts.
They're not going to like this. We're locked in.
Mm-hmm.
We're landlocked.
We are.
We are landlocked in this city.
I say this all the time.
We are landlocked. And until we recognize that we are, in fact, landlocked and do those things, as you asked me a moment ago, to bring in businesses, then we're going to stay that way. I love the small town ambiance of Panama City, but we and the other cities have the same ambiance. Truthfully, your Mexico Beach. We loved going down to Mexico Beach.
Yeah.
It broke my heart after Hurricane Michael when I finally went down there and saw the devastation. But when we recognize the things that we can fix to be a viable city, and that's not to say that we are not,
mm-hmm.
but there's some other things that we can do to make it more attractive to businesses coming in.
Great. What type of things are you thinking with that? Because we always hear politicians say, you know, incentives. You know, and sometimes you need a little bit more of an explanation than just that. I mean,
incentives
how would you
work, but I'm going to give you a very honest answer.
I like honest answers.
Okay. I wouldn't know and won't know until I get in there to find out.
Oh, my God. Finally, somebody's saying that.
To find out what needs to be done.
Right.
To ask me what could I do. You're asking me a hypothetical question,
mm-hmm.
and I don't give hypothetical answers.
Right.
So one has to be in the position to find out what needs to be done, how it can be done better than it has been done, because of obviously what we're doing now isn't working.
Right. Brenda, I got to admit it. You never hear somebody run for office admit that. Everybody's always got the answer.
I don't have answers.
But
you don't have answers till you get in there.
That's right. I mean, so many people don't really get that. And I always hate the false answers. And then they get in there and it's like, where's your promise? And they're like, I didn't know I couldn't do that. So I love the fact that you're very honest about that.
I can't make a promise. I can't make a promise on what I don't know what the promise is.
There you go. I like that. Let's talk about, you know, it kind of wraps into a bunch of things, but things like recreation, parks, you know, the marina, you know, the civic center. What are some of your thoughts and ideas when it comes to addressing that issue? Because everybody always talks about the parks. You know, we hear about it on the beach, hear about it in Linden Haven. Don't hear much about that in Panama City.
Well, a goodly number of the parks in Panama City look good. There mm-hmm. is one in the neighborhood I live in, and I'm just going to put it out there. It's over there. It was destroyed by Hurricane Michael. I walked it the other day, and it's still in disrepair.
Mm-hmm.
And when they'll get to it to repair it, I don't know. Whether it has to do with FEMA money, whether it has to do with state monies being tied up, I'm not sure what it is. But it is in major disrepair. There's garbage in the water. So the same attention that is paid to every other park in this city should be paid to that park. All parks, in getting back to the streets, all parks and all streets should get the same attention in due time. I understand that.
Right.
But they should get the same attention as merited.
Yeah.
And I will say that the quality of life has made an effort to have activities going on. They have some going on up at Carl Gray Park this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They are making an attempt to, I have to applaud them for that. They're making an attempt to have activities at the Glenwood Senior Citizen Center and a few other things that they're doing. So there are activities going on. The challenge with that is people have to come out and participate.
Right. That's the big thing is participation.
They must be participatory. So if they're not participatory, the activities will go on, but they must be participatory.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to get involved. Just like with the politics, you got to get involved, get out there and do the voting as well. Otherwise you get people that you'll complain about for, 4 years or whatever and say, I wish I didn't have that person.
Very, very much so. Very much so.
Yeah. So what other things, kind of grind your gears a little bit, or at least you have a vision for with Panama City that you want to see happen?
I would like to see one of my 3 points, management,
mm-hmm.
Management with integrity.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that it's not being done in its totality, but when I look around and I investigate certain challenges that are there, it's not management with integrity, and we deserve that. The people of Panama City deserve that.
Right.
And so that's what I would like to see. I'd like to see a better. My 3 points that I gave you, mm-hmm. It almost sounds like 3 points in a Baptist sermon. So, with a joke.
I like that.
But, those are the things that I would like to see. Mm-hmm. And bring some integrity back.
Right.
To the office.
Okay.
All the offices there. Mm-hmm. And that's what. Is that not what our government is initially built on?
I think that's what they're supposed to be about. Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah,
if you go back and read a few documents of our founding fathers, there's a little bit of integrity laced throughout there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're talking with Brenda Lewis-Williams, and you are running for the Panama City mayor's seat. Obviously, it's got some challenges. I love the fact that you have said, which something politicians never do this. You said it. I don't know about some of the stuff till I get in there. Which is great because that is a real answer. And, we see that with the president of the United States. They always come out and go, I'm going to do this and this, and they never do it because they don't realize they can't do that. So I love that. I love the fact that you're being very honest. How can people get in touch with you if they want to learn more about you, help out with your campaign?
I have my Facebook page. It's Elect Brenda Lewis-Williams.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me on the Supervisor of Elections website.
Yep, payvotes.org.
Yes, my phone number, you may call me. My phone number is there on that page, as well as don't inundate me. Don't bombard me.
Yeah.
but you can reach me through those mm-hmm. venues.
Yeah.
You most certainly can.
Absolutely. And I always encourage if you've got a legitimate question, reach out to the candidates and ask them.
And my email is on there as well.
Right.
The emails are on there.
Yep.
Yeah.
So bayvotes.org. And I've given the explanation, and it's up on the blue bar of the candidates. Go down to the candidates financing and find the name of the person you're looking for. And all that information is right there. Brenda, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in and best of luck with that. The election's coming up April 18th, and it's important. It's important for the future of Panama City to get the right people in there. And best of luck for you.
And what counts is folks going out to vote. That's
what right.
counts.
Right. You can't complain if you don't get out there and vote.
Right.
Brenda, thanks so much
Thank
for coming
you for
on.
Having me.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is the Brian Rush Show. Good morning.